Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Coming up on today's episode is
I'm not a girl.
No, but
not yet a woman.
She am. And in part two of today's episode, as it is Christmas, we're going to be talking all things Home Alone 2. But before we get into the Christmas spirit and chat all things Home Alone, as always, what has been going on this week? Now, I guess the biggie is we've had our Corey Christmas party, haven't we?
Yes, we did. And Manchester was heaving, wasn't it?
Yes.
We went for a little meal before.
We went for a meal before. Very good. Very nice.
Where'd you go?
New place.
Where did we go? Went to that new restaurant, Phoenix. Everyone's calling Phoenix.
Or Phoenix.
As the waiters and waitresses were calling it.
Very nice. Bottom of Spinning Fields. Very good, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's on the old Corry lot, isn't it?
Is that where I thought it was there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the land that...
Oh,
Granada
where the
owned.
Old... Granada
Road.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where the original reception was.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Mm. Maybe the car park.
Yeah, that was good. Good night. Me and Jack toddled up there. And then there was a moment where you go to the loo and we're upstairs and loo's are downstairs. And Jack went, I'm going to go to the loo. And I went, oh, I need the loo as well. I'll come with you. Jack, out of nowhere in the loo, gets out a little packet of those.
Plastic bag.
Plastic bag. Little packet comes out. I'm like, here we go. We're on. Six testers of smell.
He's after shake.
So there's me and Jack going sniffy sniff. Boom, 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 boom. We blew one straight away.
Yeah, straight off.
And we're straight off. Bang. And then we hit another one. Bang. So we're like full guns.
Smell like
we've gone to the loo and the rest of the restaurant is like, I can faintly smell something. Hold on, I can really smell something. Mm. We weren't en masse back up.
As you walk around.
Smelling great. Yeah. Smelling great.
Jack gave me one of them at the party. He was like, here, you can have this one.
Yeah, keep that. Here you go.
I didn't mind. Did you not like that one?
No, they were
good. It's like sweet.
I think they were good.
This batch were
great. The six were great.
Yeah.
It's good. That's good. But I can't really say why that's good because I'll be giving it away.
Eh? Is that crypto? Is it crypto
today? Yeah, it's because it's Christmas, isn't it?
He might have got his dad.
Yes. His dad's got the Land Rover smell. Yeah. Nice. Mud and diesel. So, that was mint. And then Jack had his car, and then me and Gareth had to walk through town.
I was
giving the girls a lift. He'd got the car. Mm. The girls are in the car.
Yeah.
They've got heels.
Yeah, forget it. Raining.
Forget it, it's raining. Me and Gareth are doing the, you've got to get from one part
quite,
of the
it's
city.
It's quite the walk.
It's though. Quite the walk. You've got to get from one part of the city. If you like escape from New York to the other bit.
You were there miles before me, though.
Yeah, to be fair, we did.
I mean, the traffic on Friday was a nightmare, yeah. wasn't it? It was
George Michael was on.
Yeah, a tribute, George Michael. He was very good.
That's kind of when the three of us met up, wasn't it? Mm. When met up just as he was singing Freedom. Yeah,
yeah. Corner of the dance floor. Yeah. We didn't move from the dance floor.
Just stayed in that corner.
We stayed in that corner for a good 2 hours.
Yeah.
We were all dancing.
Yeah. Yep. I need to work on the dancing.
You're fine. You've got to remember, we're all sober.
Just loosen up.
We're all sober, so we hadn't had a drink. No. Sheva was giving it the big, hey, come on.
You kept going at the hands.
I absolutely love the hands. But when you start the hands, everyone goes, it's hands. Yeah. But it's not really, but you just start, yeah.
I've never known Freedom be such a good tune, but yeah, I texted you the next day and was like, Freedom banged, didn't
that
it?
Was the, oh, yeah. When I knew George Michael was on, that was the one I was waiting off.
He
that
opened up with Faith, which you'll have missed, won't you?
I did miss that, yeah.
And did you miss him and Andy Wyman do Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me?
Is that good?
I've seen it. Andy's Elton John.
Yeah.
Is he?
But there's a Christmas tradition, which I kind of got caught up in, hence why I wasn't out with the meal with you guys. So Andy Wyman lives for the Christmas party, absolutely loves it. So he said to me and Alan that this is the plan we go for.
It's early doors.
It was
2.
2. 2. He picked me up at 2. And do you know what? He pulled onto my drive. He beeped. I was upstairs. By the time I turned the lights off, got downstairs in the kitchen, he beeped again. And I was like, bloody hell. Like
he was ready.
He was ready.
Yeah. Was he a cab there?
No. So he drove to Alan's house. Yeah. We got out and then his wife, Nick, drove home. From Alan's, but we were at Alan's for like an hour and a half, and it took us ages to get a taxi. Because by the time you get chatting and catching up, and obviously Alan's just had his operation sort of thing, so catching up, chatting on that, and then
Alan's got the golf game.
Yeah, we didn't play any games. To be fair, we were just
simulator.
Yeah,
I'd be on that really. That would be me. Quick 9 holes.
We just had a chat, and then it took about 30 minutes for us to get an Uber because the traffic was that bad. Then it took us about 40 minutes to get into town. So then we found like a Pizza Express and
started there.
Yeah, and then we went into a student bar, which was great.
Hello,
and it was 2 for 1. It was called Yes Bar. It was heaving.
50p a pint.
We didn't do a single selfie other than me and Alan had to take a picture of Andy with someone because they'd been watching repeats of The Royal Family. and we were like, this is great. So yeah, so then we obviously were at the Christmas party literally at 7:05.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you the first ones in?
We weren't the first in because people do go early. But I tried to send you to a text and there was no signal. So I was like, I don't know when you'll get it. And then at one point, because you got there quite late and I was chatting to someone and Jack kind of tapped me on the shoulder and was like, we're here.
Yeah.
We're just in that corner. And I was like, great. And then Jack saw Alex Bain on his way to the bar and it was all heaving.
High five. I don't mind getting in a bit late. Half 9,
no, you play,
quarter
you play
10.
A blind.
I love it.
I can't do that at the Christmas, do you? Yeah, my life won't be worth living.
You leave early.
Everyone's a bit merry, so they've seen you.
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, great, hug, yeah, let's dance, da da da. And then off.
Yeah, then you leave.
Then
you
leave.
That's what I did, didn't it? A shit song came on and I went, I'm off.
It was, I'm spinning around. Yeah, and Jack went, I'm off.
And then when you go,
see you next
when
week.
You go, you're a bit like me. It's like, you've gone.
Yeah.
I'm off.
Yeah.
There's no buys. Because you can't do buys.
Can't do it because that's another 20 minutes.
No,
it's another 20 minutes.
And Ben got to a point where he was ready to go and I was trying to find his lift for him.
Yeah,
and then I found his lift in Gareth and I was like, oh, Ben's looking for you. He's just say, Ben wants to go now. And then like 25 minutes later, Ben was like, did you speak to Gareth? And I was like, yeah. And then Ben went, I'm going to go myself. And I was like, don't leave this corner. And you did. You left the corner.
I left the corner and then
you
left into the corner. Netherworld.
Oh. And then I saw you again like half an hour later. And I was like, I swear we said bye.
Oh, God, hold on. You know when someone goes, oh, hold on, I'm coming.
And then they
wee.
Yeah, they go.
Coat.
Yeah.
Then you get caught by people. You've got to do the shepherd. You've got to do the off out.
Yeah,
but you couldn't. You had the lift.
But anyway, grateful of the lift. Me and him went back, fought the gauntlet through town, like 11:30, 11:45.
It was in an interesting area of town, wasn't
it,
as well?
By home, Manchester.
Oh, so it was
close. Yeah, it was kind of close.
Ah, okay, not too bad.
Fine. Good party.
Highlights.
First one I've been to.
In 14 years. Yeah,
14 years. First one. Highlights for me was everyone on the dance floor. I do love that.
Yeah,
I just thought it's great. Everyone stayed on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I said today to Molly and Laura, Molly's one of the ADs, Laura's one of the makeup girls, and they literally were living their best. Like, George Michael, they ended up duetting with him. That's the Christmas do, isn't it? People having their night.
Having a great night, and then everyone home, great. Great for another year. Yeah, perfect. Couldn't have gone better.
I got the lift back with Alan and Andy at 1 a.m. It was perfect. Andy came up and went, you want a lift home? And I went, yes,
that's a
please.
12 hour.
Why were you thinking of going on?
I would have, but I think...
If the crowd were
there. I'd been sent a video by someone in a place in town. Right. And it was like a 20-man brawl.
Forget that.
And I was like, I'm not going for that. Yeah. No. I was like... So as soon as Andy said lift, I went, yeah. Yeah, like, perfect. Got dropped from my door. That's a result for me, really, isn't
it? Yeah,
door-to-door service from Andy White.
Because everyone's trying to do the Uber. Everyone's trying to do the quick Uber back, aren't they? Oh, there we go. I've started the bike. I'm ready.
The motorbike outside. That was a Christmas do. That was Friday. Mm. Then Saturday, I tested out my hosting abilities.
Oh.
Oh, you had a little...
You had a party a we weren't invited
soiree.
To.
No, you weren't invited.
Girls
Rarity.
Only.
Girls only.
It was the semi-final of Strictly. Obviously, now the final will have been out. So hopefully, hopefully Ellie has won and everyone's really happy. But no, it was a semi-final of Strictly. I had Lucy, Charlie, Sally Ann, and Caroline, who is our cast liaison. Mm-hmm. We all had a party. We FaceTimed Ellie.
That's nice.
I sent Ellie a video of the setup before anyone else got there, and she got really upset because of the effort that I'd gone to.
Oh, right.
But I did think it was weird that you're basically putting on a party for someone and they're not there.
Yeah.
But
it's like an Oscar party, isn't it?
Yeah. It was great. And then obviously she made it into the final.
She's into the final.
So
strong. Yeah. Annabelle Croft went out.
So Elle did Couple's Choice this week. And
what's
she had where they like pick the dance and it's more of a story.
Oh.
And she spoke about like growing up on Corrie and like obviously.
And they danced growing up on Corrie.
No, they didn't. She did like a really, she basically talks about how the dance was to say that she's now like an adult and a woman. And
what was the song?
It was quite like a sexy dance
I'm
sort of thing.
Not a girl.
No. But.
Not yet a woman.
She had video messages. she had video messages, yeah?
Yeah.
And one of them was Cindy, her chaperone.
Oh. Yeah.
And Lucy is sat next to me and just bursts.
Yeah, but she's emotional.
Bursting, and then all the girls are crying their eyes out at like a VT sort
you
of thing.
Crying.
I didn't cry.
You did
I didn't this bit. Time.
Through I'll to cry. The final.
If she
you
lifts,
cried.
If she lifts the glitter ball,
you going
I'll
to
cry.
The final?
I'm not, but I'm going to London tomorrow morning. I'm going on It Takes Two tomorrow to basically just, you know, go
ride on the back of her fame.
Yeah, pretty much, and say why I think she should win. And claim to be friends
weird,
with her.
It's weird, isn't it? Because you didn't speak at all at Corrie.
We weren't mates.
And now,
And she's clicked on now. She's clicked on to the fact that I'm just using her.
Yeah, that's fine.
Clearly.
And when I was at Strictly, she was like,
leave me alone.
Why are you here? And I was like, to support you. And she was like, but we don't
We never
along.
Talk. we literally never talk. I'm so pleased for her. It's just what an amazing story. It's fantastic.
I love Emily.
It is on a serious note, and it is hard because obviously the final will have been out and we don't know what's happened, but I genuinely do really hope she wins. She definitely deserves it.
Look, in the classic cliche, you've already won if you're in the final.
That's massive
final.
Yeah, final.
Massive. Come on.
Even you bonded with Ellie, and you're a hard nut to crack. Surely you want you
oh, no.
want to
oh,
see
yeah,
it.
Of course,
you
yeah,
want to see her lift that glitter ball.
If she lifts
absolutely.
That, that's mega.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
being in the finals,
yeah,
mega.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
It's big achievement. Yeah. I mean, her life will change.
Yeah, and she's done mint, and she's grown up, and
she's
gone
good.
From she's gone from a tough time to really excelling.
Yeah,
and, yeah
brilliant. Really brilliant.
Everyone's very proud of her. So I'm looking forward to seeing her tomorrow.
Jack, how happened to you?
Well, we had the Chanel experience. The little
Chanel came to Manchester.
Yeah, it was sort of like a show of the arts or something.
Did you
in
see
Manchester.
The Kate Moss prank?
I don't think it was a prank. I think
it was.
What do you mean?
Clever. It wasn't in Audi.
Was it? No. Yeah. Audi paid like a lookalike and they did a whole...
Oh, did
like,
they?
So they had Diet Coke as a special buy in the middle aisle. So they got a Kate Moss lookalike, bodyguard, fake Paps. And then by the end of it, obviously all the real Paps were there and everyone thought it was Kate Moss.
And it wasn't.
But that's clever marketing.
You didn't go to the show, did you?
No, I didn't go to the show. No one could go to the show.
Well, some people went to the
only like the massive like celebs and the people that they'd sort of flown in and
you're
like,
a massive yeah.
I don't think it was any.
Tilda Swinton said she loves Corrie.
Did she?
Yep,
that's good.
Did she? What do you think of Manchester? What do you think Corrie? I think it's amazing.
There you go.
Tilda Swinton back in the net.
Did you say we just slagged off Killer on the podcast?
Oh shit! No, we said she were very good.
We did say she.
Yes, we're back in the game. Said three favourite characters. Cheers. David, Nick,
Roy,
and the copper.
I went to the Chanel Experience, which was at Victoria Baths, which was where they put up loads of.
They had the after party there as well.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Well, the next day they sort of turned it into a bit of a Chanel museum, which was the tickets were free, but you just had to apply online. We got some tickets. Oh. We turned up. Actually, we didn't get tickets because we didn't know that. We just thought they were free. But when we turned up, they said, "You're fine. You can go in." So that's good.
That's good.
It was the mother-in-law that got us in.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just went up and started talking and they went, fuck that.
Crikey. Go in. Please.
So they let us in and then we were walking around and it was all showing things like Manchester, fashion, textiles, music. And then there was a bit on Corrie as well. Oh. That was nice to see.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was just famous pictures of Corrie's past, present.
David Craig on it.
We weren't there, no. Hilda Ogden made it. Jean Alexander.
Okay, fair enough.
She made it, yeah.
Big news for Manchester.
Yeah.
Mm. Ben, you've been in the wars, haven't you?
I cut my finger off. I don't want to overstate it, but I sent you a picture of the first bandage.
You did.
So I was running solo on Sunday. I've got to feed the children. They're a bit older now. It's been set up. I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
You normally do the Deliveroo, though.
Deliveroo. But this time I went, we're going off piece. I'm spagballing it.
Easy.
Okay. Easy. We're getting some mints.
But this still, that's a big cook for you.
It's a big cook for me, but it's very good. Son loves it. Daughter were trying to change the mint into some kind of a chili-y kind of thing. Anyway, carrots. I chop these carrots. Now, Alex has got, my wife has got this new gadget. Have you ever seen them on QVC?
Like
you
can chop
it, dice it.
Yeah, it does everything.
I'm like, I know what to do.
I'm going to try and use that.
So you did it with the onion. And you've got a holder. Oh, that's a big crap. So then a carrot. And I was going like that. Up and down on this thing. And it's going down in the blade. Ooh. And then I went, whoosh. Straight off, took my knuckle off my finger.
Oh, fuck.
And I went, but it's really sharp. So I didn't really feel it.
Blood. Everywhere.
The gush. And then I'm like.
The Kill Bill.
I'm like, yeah, it's not that bad. It's quite bad. Oh, I feel a bit faint underwater like that. Now, my daughter's there with her friend. And then her friend went, oh!
Fainted.
And then my daughter went, oh! Get it away. There was blood. Everywhere. In the mints. Didn't tell them that.
It probably would have added some.
My son straight off. Did any blood go? No. Absolutely not. It was over the bin. I couldn't stop it bleeding.
All over the carrots.
So they're not helping. So I'm doing one-handed trying to do the old A&E. And then it was like the full bandage up. And then I got some jujitsu finger tape and put that on. Brilliant. Stopped it. I thought, great. So we left it like an hour, whatever, 2 hours, watched the football, Newcastle on, and then cut the spag bol. And I thought, fine, I'll change the dressing like I'm a doctor. So you think it stopped, don't you?
Yeah, it hadn't stopped.
Off again. My wife's now in the game. Oh! And then grabs my arm. You're like the kids. Get it under the cold tap. Oh, under the cold tap. Then wraps it up. It's the photo I sent you. Huge.
Yeah,
it's still bad. Chopped the whole knuckle off my finger. So that was carrots. The recipe was
there
carrots,
knuckle,
onions and finger.
And knuckle in there.
And
was it the best spag bol anyone ever had?
It was good.
Who do you think ate? Was it your daughter's friend got the mouthful of knuckle?
No, they went pizza. They saw it and went, pizza for me, Dad.
What was that you was telling me in the bistro today at work? He said, was it windy up here? Yeah.
God,
this is great.
We lost it's fence. Only a little I lost fence panels.
It's only the fences have gone. Right, the fences have gone ages ago. It's windy. It's a really light thing. Do you remember that crap story I told at the line?
Yeah.
Yes.
About my wife the having ice an bath. Ice bath.
Yeah.
Right.
The ice I'm bath's in gone.
Bed. The ice, I'm in bed. No, my ear is a boom, 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 boom. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is that in the wind? What is that? Like, it's a noise. It's a proper noise. Against the house, back out. The fucking ice bath. Yeah, got no water in it. It's all round the garden. You know the Wizard of Oz? Yeah. When the house is taken off?
Yeah.
So I'm running round in my dressing gown and my jammies, trying to get the ice bath back. Get it back. Water. Shh. Wear everything. Get to bed. My wife, fast asleep. And she woke up, she went, and the ice bath had put loads of logs in the middle of the garden. She woke up and went, my ice bath's in the garden! And I went, yep, yeah, I had to save it. Oh, has it got dirty? Oh. Filthy, bashed. So the ice bath was in the middle of the garden.
I lost two fence panels.
You lost two fence panels last time.
Didn't someone nick one?
Once, yeah. I've ordered three. They came.
There's not
morning.
Much that can go on in your garden, though. I think.
No,
well, there isn't anything in
there's
there.
Nothing
I don't
to grow.
A garden yet, do I?
The I've bins get blown.
Recycle bins.
I've not we're done the garden.
We're
yet.
At the bottom of the hill, so we get everyone's recycling down the bottom.
Where we live in our little complex, there's electric gates to let the cars.
Oh, hello. But just drop that in.
If it's windy, near the marina,
but if it's windy, the wind like.
Blows them
against,
open.
No, blows against them so they won't open.
Good design.
Oh, it's fucking annoying.
So
you have to wait for the wind to drop.
But the gust.
If it's a full gusty day, it don't.
Well, the dog doesn't like the wind. She hates the wind. She had to come up into bed. She had the special. She had the pass.
I'm not a massive fan of the wind.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Do you like being outside?
Wind and rain, I just love it.
Don't mind rain, I'm not a wind guy.
I like a bit of wind.
Wind and ice are my least two favourites.
Snow, I hate
snow.
Snow, you just have to go with.
Ice.
Snow pisses me off because I'm always driving.
Why?
Because yeah,
you have to.
Because you have to get somewhere.
Speaking of snow, Christmas around the corner.
It is.
4 days away. Anything organised? Are you ready? Have you done your shopping?
I'm ready for everything. The only thing I'm not is I might do like a little surprise present for Hanny. Because she saw something that she wanted.
An engagement ring?
No, it's not an engagement
ring. He's gone there. Crikey.
Funnily enough, it is jewellery. She said she wanted some jewellery and she went, you've bought me this. And I was like, all right, great. And she went, it doesn't turn up till end of Jan.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And she went, that's just when it's available.
Okay.
And that's when they deliver it. I'm like,
you're
fine.
You're going to try and get ahead
so
of
it. So she
game.
Went, so I haven't got anything to open on Christmas Day.
Oh.
And I went, okay. And then she keeps saying it. And she goes, well, it's fine because I've not got a present
it's not
to
fine.
Open.
It's not
which
fine.
I'm absolutely fine with
it's
because
not
this
fine.
Is
because
the present
my present's
I wanted.
Coming later.
Yeah, it's
but
coming
I've not
later.
Got a present
it's fine.
To open
but I've not
Christmas.
Got one to open on Christmas Day.
So
which
it's
is
not
fine.
So what are you going to get me?
I'll have to improvise, and I imagine it'll be guess.
Smell nice.
And will you do this Christmas Eve?
Around then.
Trafford
yeah.
Centre?
No, I'm not fucking insane.
Where
I'll
will
go,
you go.
I'll go into town, and I'll go into like a shopping town. I'll
Space
go.
NK.
Space NK.
A quick in, a quick out.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, I need that, and that.
Funnily enough, Christmas Eve's always dead. The shops.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Always dead.
You must be almost at New Year now, Coulson.
I'm pretty organised for Christmas.
You got a tree?
I think. No.
Have you got anything for anyone else, or you just have written all what you
I went
want?
To a Christmas market the other day with my mates, and I bought 3 things for myself.
Oh, Merry Christmas to yourself.
What do you buy at the markets? It's
to
just
yourself?
Old shit, isn't it?
Photos.
What do you mean, photos?
Do you mean photos?
For my wall.
Oh,
like picture
dodgy
frames.
Banksy. A dodgy picture. Banksy.
No, you know, for the photo wall as you walk up the stairs. You need to see that. It's had some improvement.
That's it.
Is yeah. it? Are we in it?
You are.
Are we there?
Doing
yeah.
what?
Oh, that's good.
That.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, black and white version
with
of
the
good.
Teeth.
Artwork photo.
Did you get all my spots out? You Photoshop all my spots?
No, but his teeth in black and white look great.
Am I black?
No, very, very white. But yeah, I think I'm pretty much sorted for Christmas. It's my mum I struggle with.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Just generally.
She's really hard to buy for.
He didn't even hear that.
She's really hard. I just ignore
She's not hard to buy for. You just don't, can't.
You usually just buy something you want, like an aquarium or some.
You buy something
knives.
For you, half give it to your mum, but you're not shy in coming forward in the list of the things you want.
And she needs some Beats or anything like that. Headphones. Some new headphones or something.
What would you buy, Jane Smith?
Perfume.
Sexy lingerie, isn't it? that's it. That's where we're going.
Okay. That's giving me some ideas.
Try that. Smell nice or sexy lingerie. No, your mum will have standard things she likes. So she might like cheese. Does she like cheese?
I don't think cheese.
But do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Some mums like...
Matchmakers.
Like, well, then you go, matchmakers, what's her smell? What's her smell? What smell does she like?
I don't know what smell she is. And Dad, I've done smell.
Well, you can do smell for your mum. What do you normally get your mum then? A voucher?
No, I do like getting her experiences. She has a lot of stuff, so I don't want to buy her like stuff, stuff that she won't use.
Yeah.
I want to buy her something really practical.
I know a really good spa experience. We went to a spa at the weekend near Wales, and it's fucking...
You went Cardon Park, didn't you? Yeah.
Camden Park?
Cardon, I think, innit?
Is it
I've
Cardon
seen it on
or
TikTok.
Camden?
It looks mint.
It is mint.
Was it quiet, Jack, or was it rammed?
I went in the morning, quiet, go in the morning slot, 8 till 1.
Ooh.
Really, really good.
Turkish bath.
Because I quite fancy...
Because all the pools are outside and the jacuzzis, but all the pools are boiling.
Oh, the bath.
Yeah.
Might put it on the list, but I need to have a think on mum. Need to have a think.
Well, you've only got a few days.
You better think.
I have got a something. I just want to get her something like nice and meaningful because she deserves it. Love you, mum. Oh. Anyway, let's take a quick break.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
He wants his present.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back for part 2 where we're talking all things Home Alone 2. And here is what we're discussing. There was one shot.
Back to Tim Curry. Tim Curry's
what?
Thing.
Sorry, what was
I'm
that?
I'm saying that? Don't speak, I mean.
What is that?
Is that... Like, I'm holding onto the ball, so I get to speak.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack and Ben. Now we are talking all things Home Alone 2. It's our Christmas episode. It's our Christmas film. It's been chosen by Jackie P. So it is time for a Christmas synopsis.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yes.
Centres around the McAllister family going on holiday to Florida, but they're flying to Miami. They accidentally leave their 11-year-old son at the airport by mistake, and he gets on the wrong flight and goes to New York. So he's in New York for the holidays. His family are in Florida. And the Wet Bandits have recently escaped from prison, who are now called the Sticky Bandits, and they've landed in New York, and they want to find Kevin and kill him.
It's interesting that your synopsis
ability... Home Alone 1, isn't it? It's Home Alone 1. It's Home Alone 1.
The Wet Bandits haven't landed in New York for Kevin.
No, they haven't. But no, they've landed in New York.
Yeah, they've landed in New York. Happened to see him in a massive city.
Yeah.
Pigeon Woman. Let's get it out straight away.
Piers Morgan.
That's the claim, isn't it? It's always been the claim.
Looks, what?
Looks like Piers Morgan.
Really?
Yeah.
Pigeon Woman.
That's always been the claim.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Did you not?
No. Brenda Fricker.
Yeah.
It's always been...
I've worked with Brenda Fricker.
On Casualty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mint.
Did you say you're the Pigeon Woman from Home Alone?
Did she say anything about it? No.
No. She was extraordinary to work with. She won an Oscar, didn't she, for My Left Foot?
Yeah.
She was extraordinary to work with. Yeah, quite extraordinary. Like... nothing in the rehearsal. Say that. Oh, okay. And then, bang, when Guns. You did a take.
What did she play in Casualty?
She played, it was something to do, she came in a guest, I think it was a week. What happened was, she was originally in Casualty right at the very beginning when they started it as a drama. And then it became what it was.
Yeah.
And they called her back because she'd had a thing with Charlie and it was a whole week of her. And this is when she'd won the Oscar and everything. She came back. But she was extraordinary. Mm. She was absolutely extraordinary. Like, when she turned it on, there was a moment where you were, like, completely immersed. She was utterly immersed when you were doing a scene. She didn't have any of that, oh, I don't think I'd say this or I don't think I'd say that. She'd go, yeah. And then you'd say action, she'd just... straight away. But there's a problem in that film, which is the character of the Pigeon Lady.
Do you think? Why? I quite liked it.
It's rubbish.
Why?
That bit of the story is rubbish.
Mm. I never had a problem. Do people have a problem with it?
Is that not the Christmas... is that not the giving everyone replaces, a Christmas line?
She replaces the old man in Home Alone 1. It's the same film.
Yeah. Can you make the same film?
And they have.
Yeah, can you do it?
The opening half an hour is the exact same film.
I quite like the New York aspect.
I
like the kid in the hotel room with a credit card. It's exactly what a kid in a hotel room with a credit card would do.
If that was the first one, what would you think about it?
It's all right.
Is it Home Alone, though?
No.
No. So it only really works because you've seen Home Alone.
The first one. Yeah,
it is the same film.
I mean, it's
the opening. It's them all running around.
It's exactly
them sleeping
the same.
The cars turning. Yeah.
He kind of gets lost in a really weird...
I like how he gets lost.
Do you?
I do like how he gets lost.
Talk us through it again.
Because it's not the exact same as they've just left the house.
They're all at the airport. But talk us through how he actually gets on the wrong plane.
So there's a prop. So they're all rushing for the plane because they're all late. They're running to the gate.
Yeah.
And they all run on ahead. It's a massive family, and he sees his dad, and he's trying to change the batteries, isn't he, in his...
camcorder.
No, it's his little voice recorder thing. Isn't it? Which, by the way, I didn't know this, didn't exist. So that thing, that talk and recording your thing, that's a made-up toy that John Hughes invented, didn't exist. They had to make it up, and they're doing that in the film, right? Yeah. Off the back of the film being a massive success... tech company went, make that, because every frigging kid in the world is going to want one.
Was it Mr. Duncan, the toy maker? Did he make it?
No, he didn't.
And then...
they made one and made a ton load of money.
And that was the Sony Walkman. And thank you.
So he's rushing for the plane. Yeah. He sees a guy in a camel coat that looks identical to his dad from behind, and he follows him. His dad goes off to Miami, and he goes off to New York.
It's another classic where... it can only work in that time.
Yes.
No one's got a mobile phone.
Yeah, it wouldn't work now, would it?
If you knew your kid had got your credit card and was in New York and you were in Miami, would you cancel the credit card?
No.
How
are they going to eat?
Exactly.
You wouldn't get on a plane, though. You wouldn't be able to get on a plane.
I know, but...
all she does is take him on the plane and go, oh, there's my dad. Okay, find yourself a seat,
but
kid.
But it's because all the tickets get...
yes, but when she does get on that, she says... you've got to take him on the plane to make sure he sees his dad.
And goes, he just sees the family bag? And he goes
yeah, they're okay, fine.
But they say that at the beginning that everybody's got a random seat because they were none of them are sat together. They were all lucky enough just to get a seat on the plane.
To be fair,
Macaulay Culkin better in this one or the first one?
Just as good, I'd say.
I didn't mind this at all. I think this is absolutely harmless.
Tim Curry
is brilliant.
Very good. The Receptionist.
I think it's Tim Curry's film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He makes this film.
Are they trying to rob him?
What?
No, they're not trying to rob him. They're just trying to work out how is he there?
Yeah.
And is it his dad as he nicked a credit card type thing? Tim Curry, very funny. It popped up on the credits, at the beginning. And I went, Tim Curry, brilliant. And I'm watching it with the mother-in-law, who, by the way, hasn't seen Home Alone 1 or 2.
Oh, wow. So she went straight to 2?
Straight in at 2. She straight went, in I'll at watch 2. This.
You
I've
don't
never
need
seen
to see
it.
1.
No, but I
it's
mean...
It's better if you have.
It's better if you have. Because it is just a carbon copy. It's a kind of cash grab.
Yeah.
There was one shot...
Back to Tim Curry. Tim Curry's
what?
Thing.
Sorry, what was
I'm
that?
I'm saying
that?
Don't speak, I mean.
What is that?
Is that... I'm holding onto the ball, so I get to speak.
You only speak if you're holding the ball. In your track.
I stopped out of shock that you would give it the I'm blowing bubbles voice. Yeah. Like you're drowning.
Yeah, anyway, Jack, would you like...
to stop?
Would you like to continue?
Anyway. Tim Curry's name pops up and I go, Tim Curry is...
You stop, you can't help it.
And I go, he's brilliant in this film. And she went, he does all the music, doesn't he? And I went, no. She went, he does all the music.
Tim
with,
Rice.
And I've said, you're getting
Korean rice mixed up.
She went, oh fuck, I am.
Tim Curry, Tim Rice.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's not a bad one, Curry.
It's not a bad one, is it?
It's not a bad one.
Tim Curry, Tim Rice. What a duo. He does all the music, him, didn't he? Tim Curry.
John Williams have done the music.
There was one shot that I thought, I don't know why, it was literally like 2 seconds, and I thought it was so clever, the frame of this statue outside Central Park where he's on the horse and he's pointing.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a really clever shot. I'm not mad on Christopher Columbus. Don't know why. I think it's...
Christopher Columbus.
What's his
Christopher
name?
Christopher Columbus. He went round the world.
Chris Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
Chris Columbus.
Brilliant.
It's because he fucked up Harry Potter in my eyes.
Oh, you got nasty.
In fairness to Chris Columbus and Harry Potter, he did what was asked of him to do.
Why did he fuck
because
it
he
up?
Did
the
a
first
kids
two
film.
Aren't great.
He did kids' films.
Yeah, but that's
and
what
then
he's there
the rest are amazing.
Because the director went, let's just go dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy when you've done the better. First two.
But the first two were just kids' films.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the only thing.
Because Home Alone's not dark.
No, it's not.
No.
How do they not die? Them two.
They fall on their backs 6 to 7 times.
They do the same stunt constantly. The bricks. They're dead. They're dead instantly.
Bricks into the head, very good. You will see the marks on his face, very good.
They look brilliant.
Yeah, look brilliant. Looks like he's getting hit by a brick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the noise.
The burning rope and the falling from 25 feet.
Cement on head.
They're dead.
They're dead.
Multiple
fire.
Times.
Fire. His hat goes on fire.
The electrocution. He turns into a fucking skeleton.
Doesn't it?
You'd be wiped out.
I honestly.
You've done a headstand into a
part of me was
blown
watching
up.
Thinking, well, they're dead. They're dead. They're dead.
Proper cartoon stuff.
But that's why it works, though, isn't it, Home Alone?
You see, at the end, I mean, we're doing 1, 2, miss a few, but you know when all the pigeons go on them?
Attack him,
One of them actually went into Daniel Stern's mouth.
Did it?
And he struggled to get it out.
There was a few things where you can see stuff's happening that shouldn't happen and them two just, go with it.
Some of the gags are brilliant. You know when they're in Duncan's toy chest?
Yeah.
And he throws the brick, and then they run out the thing, and they land on the plank and the barrel. And Joe Pesci's character flies in the air and lands on the car. And he goes to get him off the car, and he goes, oh, I twisted my ankle on that board there. I was absolutely howling. And Tim Curry, when he has to get on his knees and go, we love you.
We love you.
It's got that classic Home Alone thing of, the movie references and the... clips and the famous lines, it kind of kept that going. But I guess it's not too hard when number one's been such a success to do a carbon copy and just hope for the best. And that is what they've done.
Yeah,
and it
has, yeah, complete carbon copy. And I liked when was that his brother? So the very, very youngest cousin who talks to him.
Yeah, Kieran.
That is his brother.
Yeah, it is.
Who's Macaulay, in Succession now.
They actually asked, when they did the third one, because John Hughes wrote the third one.
Did he?
Home Alone 3. And he asked Macaulay Culkin to do it in like 1997, so like 5 years on from this. So Macaulay Culkin would have been about 16, 17, something like that. And he went, can you do it again? Yeah. And he went, I don't really think I've got anything else to give to this character and this situation again. It's like, I mean, come on.
What's the third storyline?
It's a completely new family. It's not the McAllisters. It's a different family.
But is it the same story?
It's the same thing. Kid left alone, blah, blah, blah. My point is, they asked Macaulay Culkin, he said no. And then they asked Kieran Culkin if they were going to go down the line of using Fuller as the lead.
Why?
And he said, no, I can't really do it if my brother said no. I don't want to fill them shoes, really.
Yeah.
Why do they switch to Coke from Pepsi? First film's Pepsi.
Second film's Coke. They'd have paid money. It'll be that.
Because almost in the opening scene, it's a reference to, whoa, easy on the Pepsi. Not Pepsi, it's Coke in the second one. It's like an instant acknowledgement of that line, easy on the Pepsi.
Coke have obviously seen the success of the first one, and they went, we want the kid drinking Coke, not Pepsi.
And at that time, that was the big rivalry.
The Pepsi-Coke wasn't it?
Yeah. I got two questions for you, okay? Question number one. The worst experience you had as a child getting lost?
I got lost in the ball ring.
What ball ring?
The ball ring in Birmingham.
Oh, there.
What's massive. The ball ring?
It's like Trafford Centre. It's huge.
Birmingham's version. Yeah.
Okay. How traumatic was this?
Six. I remember going, oh, my dad's gone, my brother's gone, I'm on my own. I won't go out of this shop. It was a carpet shop. I'll go up to that lad and just say, I'm lost. I went, I'm lost. And he went, fuck off. You're joking.
And I went, because then he has to do something.
And yeah. And I went, no. And he went, oh. You know, you have a kind of thing in your head. Oh, don't worry. He'll look after you. Nah. So they called the police.
How really? Long? Seems like hours and hours.
I wasn't that arsed. Oh. So the police took me to, they took me through the whole ball ring, and then in the back of the ball ring, the secret doors, that's a whole police station. They sat down, they gave me a Kit Kat, cup of tea, and then it was a few hours, 2-3 hours, because no mobile phones.
Yeah.
So what did my dad do? He must have gone. Walked straight in. First thing dad said was, don't tell your mum.
Yeah, brilliant. Cover his back.
Cover his back. I had a Kit Kat, I went back. And my dad lost me.
I got lost in McDonald's. I think I've said
you've
this.
Said,
yeah,
you've said
I was about
this.
5 or 6.
Yeah.
I got left there. The whole party.
That was a kid's birthday party.
Kid's birthday party. And it was when McDonald's had the kids section with the little train.
Yeah. Well, they used to have soft plays, didn't they?
I didn't have that bit. It was just the seats were made to be a train. And I was sat on the train. And I went to the toilet. And when I came back, the whole party had gone. And they'd all drove off. And I think I was about 5. And I was there for...
Chips.
I sat on the train. I sat on the train on my own and did the same thing. I'll just stay here. Yeah. You stay put. You don't go out. And I didn't go up to anybody. And then someone, like, mopping saw me and said, are you all right? And I said, no, I think they've all gone. And he went, well, we'll just keep you here. Again, no phones.
Yeah.
Do you know your number? No, I didn't know what the hell he's talking about. And then my dad came in about 2-3 hours later because he knew that I'd not got dropped off. I didn't get dropped off from the party. And then he drove to the parents of the birthday girl, who it was, and fucking gave them it that they'd left me in McDonald's on my own.
What did you eat? Did you get a free meal?
I don't think I got fuck all.
They must have given you some food or some water.
Well, I'd already eaten.
I used to hate getting lost in the supermarket.
Oh, come on, I bet you loved
it. But you say... Yeah. Hold on. You're saying it like that's daily. I used to hate getting lost. Like, you were always getting lost in the supermarket.
I'd be drifting off to the cage. I'd be looking at something. I'd turn around. Everyone would be gone. Probably, yeah, the bakery or something.
Are they trying to run away from you, Colson? That's the difference.
They'd be gone. I would instantly start crying, and I would run backward and forward down the aisles until I saw my mum. Instantly.
I think we're talking seconds here, not hours.
Me and Jack did hours.
We did seconds. I went, Mum!
You know, like, as a kid when you first go to, like, drama club and they're like, we need to, like, make you cry. I was like, I can do that. I used to just think about losing my mum in the supermarket. Constantly.
I think seconds. Your mum's gone fabric conditioner. You're at the bakery, it's seconds, and you've cried.
And I used to run up and down the aisles going, I lost you. I think my reaction from my mum was like, no, you didn't.
It's been seconds. But for me, I started the car, I tried to get away, they stopped me.
Traumatic. I remember once as well, my mum, it was a school holidays.
My mum ran away again. I would love to play it back. And your mum is every two months trying to run away from me. You're fine. It's a party. They'll be along in a minute. Go. Get in the car. Start it.
It was the school holidays and mum had to go to work. But she had to take me and Hannah with us because we didn't have a babysitter and we didn't have childminders, blah, blah, blah. So Hannah was sat in the front. I was sat in the back. The next thing we know, the car's rolling backwards.
Ooh.
And me and Hannah are in the car.
Handbrake.
We've turned the handbrake off. We don't know what a handbrake is.
You just put it down.
Yeah.
What happened?
The car slowly started to reverse into another car. And we had to run into reception. And Hannah ran in and went, can you get our mum out of the meeting? As I'm like in between this car, as this car's slowly, and it was like slowly rolling like that. And mum came running out and was like, what have you done, you bloody idiot? And I was like, we got all right, bollocking. And we just sat in the car like that for like five. And I remember the meeting didn't last long after that.
No.
Mum came back out and was like, I wonder if she remembers it.
She will now.
Yeah, she will remember
and
it.
From then on, she periodically tried to run away.
Question number two that I've got for you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that? Very good.
So
that's my first question. My second question that I want to ask you is, it's in relation to the film. It's in relation to Christmas.
Yeah.
The McAllisters, they're going abroad.
Yeah.
Christmas abroad. Now, we all know about Coulson at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
I want to know about you two when you've celebrated Christmas abroad.
I haven't.
Ever.
I haven't. That's the end of the question.
I've done New Year.
I've never been away for Christmas.
Big family Christmas ever? Do you ever do like everyone at your mum? Did you ever do that? Everyone at your mum's? Everyone at your grand's?
Yeah, just before Christmas, like Christmas Eve and stuff like that, I'll be at my mum's.
What's the most you've had in the house for a Christmas day?
Quite a few. It's always like the emergency chairs. Get the chairs down from the loft.
Do you like that?
Yes, not so much now. I like a smaller...
Are you going out for dinner?
Yeah, we are.
Where are you going? Ooh.
Well,
not going to say it, is he?
Saying we'll bleep it out.
I'm off to a hotel in Manchester. They've got us in.
Are you staying over? Are you eating out?
No, we're not staying over.
We're out for his meal.
We're having a pudding and then they're kicking us out.
Nice.
And do you get a set?
You love going out.
I like going out on Christmas Day.
You're not going out?
No, we're not. Sister Moore's. We've got that covered.
Sister, are you going?
We're going away. It's an away fixture.
Will Alex help her sister
cook?
Yeah,
they all do. Yeah,
so it's like a team effort. Benison.
I take the dog,
and
you just sit down and... No, I do soft drinks. That's me.
You top people's drinks up and
I bring
stuff
them,
and
then I top them up. Soft drink, anyone? And they go, what'd you go? And I go, a soft drink.
And then
I give them whatever I fancy.
You're not old enough to do the alcohol.
No, yet. I say, can't open wine. I'm always fascinated by people's different Christmases. I used to go to my mates a lot. So we didn't really have Christmas when I was a kid so much. And my mate...
You go to your mates for Christmas.
Yeah. They'd have a massive table, so big. He lived in a bungalow. So big, it was a Z through the front room, through the bottom of the stairs into the kitchen to fit everyone in. So everyone was like that. And then you'd have games and then everyone would sit and watch telly. Yeah. I was always fascinated by it. Proper
we,
sit down.
We normally sit and watch telly at Christmas.
We'll we catch don't. A little bit of it if it's on type thing.
Yeah, we would normally sit and watch telly. Food about 4 o'clock. A lot of people go early.
I'm going early. Do you know what time I'm going?
What?
12.
Yeah.
Should I tell you what?
Early sitting.
Early sitting. You get the early sitting. Yeah. If you're in there with the late sitting at like 4 or 5 o'clock, everyone's fucking leathered.
Yeah, you get in early.
Get in early, get out.
Some people do get battered on Christmas.
You get the best meat.
People do, so I turn up early, do the early sitting when everyone's celebrating and leave.
The start on the champagne at 9. I'm cooking, I need to start.
Yeah.
Where are you, Producer Henry, Christmas Day?
Poppy's Farm.
Do you eat in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Do you? Is it open for the public?
No.
So
the whole family takes over the restaurant. Yeah. Well, I know where I'm going.
So do you have
family?
So do you have staff that are cooking there?
No.
Just the family cook it
in the commercial kitchen and sit in the restaurant.
God, that's brilliant, isn't it? That's
free.
Good.
Free drinks.
Free
drinks. Draft beer for you.
Hey. Whatever I want.
Yeah. You've landed on your feet. And then you can go around and look at the animals for the afternoon.
Obviously, me and Henry know this, being farming families, is farmers have to farm on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Animals still need feeding.
365.
If you fed a turkey on Christmas Day, do you think it'd eat it? Do you think a turkey would eat its...
What was it?
Self.
What was it that I said was eating itself the other day on this podcast? Can you remember?
No.
Your stomach.
No, it is today, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like I've been a bit flat. I think it's because my eyes.
Once Colson doesn't
to
eat.
Go inside, yeah.
Once you haven't eaten.
You know, like when you have a migraine, I think that's how I'm feeling.
No, you're not.
As in, I keep.
No, you're not.
I keep yawning.
That's me having a migraine, severe pain. I go blind and I throw up. You're just fucking hungry.
I think you exaggerate your migraine. And that is a perfect link to get us into the ratings. It's Christmas, Jack. It's your film. It's Home Alone 2. Let's have your rating, please.
For me, it's...
Do we know what we gave Home Alone 1?
I think I gave Home Alone 1 a 10.
Oh.
And this isn't a 10. It falls short. It's a 9.3.
Fucking hell. Merry Christmas.
It's a big one. The Home Alones for Christmas.
Shot.
They are the 9. Biggest 3. Christmas films. I think they still work. They still work. That's Donald Trump, shit. We didn't even mention him.
Great cameo.
Do you know why
good
he's
cameo.
In it?
No.
He owned the Park Plaza at the time.
Oh, did he?
And he said, before you can use it if I'm fucking
if
in
I'm
it.
I love him.
So you're giving me a park.
Which way is the lobby?
By the way, the budget on this, have you seen the locations they film at?
Yeah. And that's all extras.
It's all Central Park, virtually, isn't it?
But that one where they're crossing the road and you're like, hold on, all those cars, all those people, extras.
Yeah.
They're filming in the middle of New York.
Yeah.
Big money.
Ben?
That's the highest rating you've given this series.
That is massive.
It's the best film we've seen.
9.3.
If you look, it's the best film we've seen.
That is massive.
Oh, I was a bit like, Pigeon Lady. It's a carbon copy.
It is.
It's a carbon copy. They haven't even been asked. And I went, do you know what? I'm not asked then. 7.
I think it's directed very well. The script's funny.
The script's the
it's
same.
Direct, to say I don't like old
it's
Chris
the
Columbus,
same.
It is directed well.
They go to the house, he makes the same things to catch them.
It has quite clever direction, especially with the fact it's in New York, but you can't really go wrong making a film in New York as well at the same time.
Your rating, Coles?
7.5. 7.5.
There we go. Yeah, come absolute. On. Number 2. You've got to expect that.
I mean,
you've rated
what you
high.
What did you
7.
You went steady.
Have you ever watched Scene Nativity? Oh, we did it on the podcast.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Awful film.
Yeah.
Cack, cack, cack.
That might be what I watched.
I'm into this now.
9.3. Yeah, Home Alone 2. It's
9.3. 7.5. 7.
23.9.
Yeah, easy. Easy.
23.9. Happy with that, Jack?
Good, yeah. Yeah.
Producer Henry, what did we give Home Alone 1?
8, 10, and 10.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's nowhere near the first one.
You just said it's exactly the same.
Yeah, but it's no. But hold on, as a concept, you've just made. Hold on. You build an amazing car,
and then you build the exact same car,
and then try and sell it to me. And you try and sell it to me like, no, it's really good. No, I've just got that car. I've just had it.
Yeah, but it's.
I don't want the same one. And you go, yeah, no, mate, it's different. I've called it a different name.
Yeah, and no, cars would have a new interface to make it worth it where it doesn't.
It's cack. Yeah. You've got a sofa.
It's not cack, but
it's not cack, but it's exactly the same. That's what gets me.
I tell you what, Kerry's good. I tell you what, Pigeon Lady.
I tell you what is cack. Next week. It's audience choice.
Ah,
yeah. Speaking of cack.
And we got some interesting ones in the mix here.
We do.
Two semi-finals from the random generator.
Yeah.
Mixture of film and TV series.
Okay.
Semi-final number one. Hoodwinked.
That's a kid's film, isn't it?
Versus Brazil.
Haven't we had Hoodwinked before?
I think I wanted to pick Hoodwinked as
we said it was crap.
Well, I picked it and then we did Ratatouille instead, do you remember?
Yeah,
I remember.
Got
you. And semi-final number two is Killing Eve.
Yeah.
Versus Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
I've heard big stuff about Only Murders in
the
Building.
I've watched the first series. I
really want to watch it. Steve Martin.
It's got Steve Martin.
Series 3's got Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Has it?
And she asked Steve Martin to be in it.
To be in it. That's cool.
Apparently, good. Apparently it's really good. It's on Disney Plus. Well, it's bad news about that. Because Killing Eve won semi-final number two.
Okay.
And semi-final number one was won by Hoodwinked. Our final...
It's Hoodwinked Killing Eve.
Versus Killing Eve.
What a podcast.
Eve. Have you seen Killing Eve?
Yeah.
I've not.
Okay.
Have you seen Hoodwinked?
No.
I have.
What is Hoodwinked about?
Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay.
It's good. You'd like it. There's a zip wire and a lumberjack.
Okay.
And the winner is Killing Eve.
Okay. Strong.
I've not seen it. It's about Jodie Comer. An assassin.
Yeah, Jodie Comer. Written by what's her face?
Phoebe
Waller-Bridge.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Female assassin goes after
another assassin.
Oh, is she an assassin as well? Sandra Oh.
I think she is, isn't she?
Oh, is she?
I can't remember. Good.
Well, we will find out more.
No, she's a cop.
Oh, that's it. She's trying to get catcher.
Yeah,
go.
Now, tonight, we're having a bit of a party, aren't we? It's Christmas. We're letting her hair down. It's mass Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
It's that one time of the year where electricity peaks, spikes.
Surges.
They've put a Wi-Fi broadband warning out, haven't they?
They've put a global broadband warning out. We've got our own satellite. We'll be lucky if the 4 to 5 billion people that are going to get on it all get on.
Yeah.
But we're going to try. Mass Zoom. It's up there with winning the national lottery if you get on that ticket.
And if you're not on the Patreon and you want to be on the Patreon, all you've got to do is go on to the Patreon, www.patreon.com/onthesofa. There are two tiers on there. The Mass Zoom is only available to people on the second.
On the top tier. Top table.
Yeah, we're gonna be chatting all things Christmas,
six
all
grand
things on the
month.
Sofa.
£16,000 a month.
It's actually
and you can't cancel it.
It's actually £6 a month, which is a bargain price for what
I'll
you
tell
get.
Tell you what, actually, it's
cost of living crisis. It should be going up.
It's
really.
two extra eps. What else do we give them?
The Mass Zoom. You get to watch the episode.
Yeah, you get no adverts.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
The two extra eps of Jack's Famous Friends.
Yeah.
And
a Q&A with us.
Session every single month. And Ben, you get the big one. You get a job. And we've got 4 new people getting jobs this week. And I'm really, really excited we've got this one across the line. Really excited. And it's big for On the Sofa. Because I didn't think we were going to be able to do it because we're a production company. We're not the sort of people that would give out this advice or welcome this sort of company. But yeah, it's great. It's popped up. The builders have got it up
Please
quickly.
Please get on with it because it's taking you hours. And the job is...
I'm delighted to welcome into On the Sofa Land as our dentist, Evie Nash.
Well done. That's good. We needed one. We needed one.
It's actually quite
on reception, good. As you come in.
We've got that. We've had that.
Henry's reception. Producer that? Henry's a receptionist.
No, it's not receptionist. It's not that. Okay. Just on reception. Where, or physically on the reception.
Where Henry is.
Where Henry is.
Yeah.
There's a little bowl.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And in that bowl.
All mints.
There's some mints.
Yep. Oh, but not wrappered. Not individually wrappered. Like yeah. Everyone's had their dirty hands on the
mints.
Well,
yeah, there's some mints in there, but the person who's head of mints, Jack Murray.
Oh, well done. Well done. Very good.
Head of mints.
So you've got quite a few, you've got mints. We've got quite a few restaurants.
We have.
We have. We have.
And you need someone in those restaurants. Now, you'll get...
I know.
You need someone who's head of condiments.
Yeah.
Head of condiments, Irene Salter.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I've got one.
Oh, go on.
So you know we got that swimming pool?
Near the dentist.
What, I love it. Someone says that. And we have to agree and half the time no, we go, fucking got
the, yeah, you know, the swimming pool is, it's in between the alpaca farm and the dentist, yeah, isn't
good,
it?
You're
yeah,
good. Where's yeah, it, what's is. Happened to the Coliseum? Is that still there?
It's good. It's yeah, good. It's eight. We got Panto. We got Chris Gascoigne on Panto.
Do you know what they do in the winter? They spray water into the Coliseum, ice rink.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But we're not talking about the Coliseum. We're talking about the swimming pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have swimming lessons in there. And the little kids come and they put their little...
armbands.
Their little armbands on.
Their floats.
Their little floats,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So head of floats is Charlotte Armbands.
Her name's Barnes.
I know, but that's all I could go with.
Charlotte Armbands. So you've changed her name
yeah,
for the benefit fit. Of the gag.
I like it.
Charlotte Armbands.
I like it.
If you want to be one of these people that gets a shout out and gets a job, simply sign on up at
Charlotte Armbands.
www.patreon.com/onthesofa. Now, the big news is you've got 4 days till Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And we're delighted to tell you that the three of us are releasing an episode on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. Because it's on Monday.
Yeah. So we're back. If you want to listen to us on Christmas Day, you can do. Maybe on your Christmas walk, maybe on the morning when you're making
breakfast.
Do you know
what the best time to listen to it is? You've eaten too much, you're feeling a bit sick, and you do that, I feel a bit sick and hot and bothered, I need the afternoon walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the best time.
Yeah.
When you go for a walk. Well, let's just walk around and see. In Newcastle, they don't close the curtains. So everyone walks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Walks around, you can see inside
in the
house.
I like that.
I don't know. It's a thing. You walk around. Let's have just have a little walk around.
I walk around at 7:30 to see which of my neighbours watches Corrie.
Ah. And then hopefully they open the door
and
you're there.
And go, hey,
it's me.
Craig. No, Craig. The copper. You know,
David and Nick's friend. We're back here on Christmas Day. And then if you join us next Thursday, we're talking all things Killing Eve. Have a Merry Christmas, unless we see you on the big day itself. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho,
ho, ho.